Meanwhile, my mind began knitting itself back together. Gradually my awareness started to return, but no one realized that I had come back to life. I was aware of everything, just like any normal person. I could see and understand everything, but I couldn't find a way to let anybody know. My personality was entombed within a seemingly silent body, a vibrant mind hidden in plain sight within a chrysalis. The stark reality hit me that I was going to spend the rest of my life locked inside myself, totally alone. I was trapped, with only my thoughts for company. I would never be rescued. No one will ever show me tenderness. I will never talk to a friend. No one will ever love me. I had no dreams, no hope, nothing to look forward to. Well, nothing pleasant. I lived in fear, and to put it bluntly, was waiting for death to finally release me. Expecting to die, all alone in a care home. I don't know if it's truly possible to express in words what it's like not to be able to communicate. Your personality appears to vanish into a heavy fog, and all your emotions and desires are constricted, stifled and muted within you. For me, the worst was the feeling of utter powerlessness. I simply existed. It's a very dark place to find yourself because in a sense, you have vanished. Other people controlled every aspect of my life. They decided what I ate and when, whether I was laid on my side or strapped into my wheelchair. I often spent my days positioned in front of the TV watching Barney reruns. I think because Barney is so happy and jolly, and I absolutely wasn't, it made it so much worse.